And before we get started in this service, I just want to give God glory. Last Sunday, Tina was prayed for her eyes, and she hasn't driven in 10 months, and she drove to church this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. She said that she isn't perfectly seeing yet, fully seeing yet. So she used to see an eye dog in front of her car, but no, again, just teasing. She acted on faith, and God let her see. And I watched her pull in, and she pulled in perfectly, and she parked perfectly. So praise God. Amen. In other words, I would like for her to give some of you guys lessons on parking. Space hogs. Right? Well, we're in summer. We don't need all the spaces. So, but we'll get a time when in the next few weeks we'll get busy in the house again. And we'll need space in the parking lot. And I'm grateful for everyone that's here today. I'm grateful for the ones that aren't here, that a lot of people are spending time on vacation with their family and their loved ones. And but school's right around the corner. I believe it starts early this year in August. Amen. The 28th, I believe. What? 22nd. Wait. Real early. Amen.
Shenandoah County next week.
Amen. I want to build a little foundation for the direction that we're going in today. So open your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy to begin with. It's a familiar scripture. It's kind of interesting because when the Lord gave me this word and placed this word in my heart for today, I thought I was happening to bring correction, and the Holy Spirit said to me, it's not correction, it's instruction. You know, the Bible says that in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, the Word of God says in 1 John 3:7, he that doeth righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. So we're learning and we're growing according to the Word of God. There's a word that's in the Bible that sometimes it's used a lot, and the word is carnal. Carnal comes from the Greek word sarkikos. It's spelled sarkikos. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot my word. It means to be fleshy or to be unregenerated, okay? Matter of fact, in Romans chapter 8, verse number 6, the Apostle Paul says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How many want to live a life full of peace? You know, the Word of God says, and Jesus said, and one of the Beatitudes of Jesus, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And in the body of Christ, and we're not just talking about in the building, we're talking about the body of Christ around the world. There's so much contention and division, and God's called us to be his body. And he wants to unify us. And so look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we'll go to the text which the Apostle Paul is writing to the church of Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 1. He says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal, whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as men? And what the Apostle Paul was saying here, he wasn't saying that the church of Corinth and the body of Christ was unsaved. He was saying they were acting like it. Yep. Amen? So today I want to speak to you. The title of this morning's message is Putting a knife to strife. And we're not going to pull out a blade and cut anybody. Amen. This is Holy Ghost spirit. This is Holy Ghost surgery to allow the Spirit of God to minister to our hearts and our lives. There's three things I want to share from this text today: is the state, the strife, and the separation. Okay? The state, the strife, and the separation. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here today in the house of God? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Lord Jesus, for your word. And Father, we're so grateful today that you sent this word to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So, Father, I pray right now, just as you did in Isaiah with the coals, Father God, take those coals from the altar, place them upon my lips, for I'm a man of unclean lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be words from you and not from me. And when everything is said and everything is done, you will receive all the glory and honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So first off, we're talking about the state. And what I'm talking about, he said, whereas there is envy, and I'm talking about a state of mind, a state of your mind. There was a state of mind. Envy means to be resentful or discontented. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:11, to be therewith, to be content in all things. So we're to continue and constantly be at peace. Amen. How many know that the adversary is trying to steal your peace? Amen. How many know that the adversary comes in and he messes with your mind? Amen. He messes with your head. Okay. And so the Lord gives us instructions in his word what to do. So turn with me in Psalms chapter 37. Psalms 37. Sometimes in the body of Christ, we get our eyes upon things that are taking place in the world, and we get jealous or envious of people that are prospering in the world, but the Lord has instructions for that also, amen, and God wants us all to prosper as our soul prospers, amen. I've found out that you can't outgive God. He's more than enough. His name is El Shaddai. Amen. As we seek ye the first, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things are added unto us. You know, God loves you and I, but he says to us in Psalms 37, verse number 1, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I kind of heard that, I heard someone say yesterday, it was a statement. It said, but for the desires of your heart. So when you have a desire of your heart, it calls for sacrifice. And if you're not willing to make sacrifice, the sacrifice you make is the desire. Either way, there's a sacrifice. So, in other words, when we're desiring things from the Father of God, from the Father in heaven, sometimes he tells us to let something go, to lay something down, to make a sacrifice. We're to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is our good and our reasonable service. But he says here, he says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. The word of God says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your anger. Envy is something that gets in our mind and causes a reaction. So the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 3. We're talking about carnal, fleshy, unregenerated. Be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The word of God says, for though we walk in the flesh, in verse 3, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, God is saying to you and I, we need to break this envy, this discontentment, this resentment at the mind. Because if you don't get it in the mind, it's going to come out your mouth. In other words, there's a battlefield that's taking place and it's in our mind. And God gives us the help to overcome. Amen. And we're overcomers through Christ Jesus. You know, one of the wisest men in the Bible is Solomon. And what Solomon gives you and I is proverbial wisdom statements. Amen. Words of wisdom that we can put to practice in our hearts and lives. So look with me in Proverbs chapter 14. Verse number 29. He says, he that is slow to wrath is of a great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but the envy, the rottenness of the bones. In other words, what the Lord is saying to you, listen to me. He is saying this, God gives us a heart. It's an organ in our body that supplies every organ in our body that gives us life. It brings life and blood through our body. It pumps life and it pumps blood. And God is saying in his word, when you get angry or you carry a resentful and a discontented spirit, it causes you to have heart issues. It causes your heart to rise. It causes your blood pressure to go up. It causes your body to fail. Amen. He says that envious is a rottenness to the bone, but the heart is sound. In other words, God has given us all the instructions, not only just to be saved, but to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen. That he's given us all these things, and he is saying if you would just take them and put them to practice. Amen. Here is the wisest man ever that ever was on this earth besides God. Solomon asked for wisdom and God gave it to him. Amen. And we have these proverbial statements or these wisdom statements and they go into great depth. Matter of fact, if you look on Proverbs 23, verse number 15. He said, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. In other words, he said, if you drink too much and you eat too much, you ain't going to feel like doing nothing. You're just going to get lazy. Amen? So look with me in Galatians chapter 5. And then look at what the Apostle Paul, and we're talking about the state of mind. We're talking about envy. We're talking about being discontent, a resentful, having an angry mind. Amen. The Apostle Paul made it simple in verse number 25. He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, if I'm walking in the Spirit, remember, to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnal minded, death. Spiritually minded, life and peace. He says, if I walk in the Spirit, amen. If I live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another or irritating one another, envying one another. Amen? So here's what happens. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Corinth because there were things that were taking place in the body of Christ. And he has given them a warning. He's given them instruction. He has said, you're walking as carnal. You're being fleshy. You're acting like you're unsaved. You're acting like you're unregenerated. Because old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. We don't act like we used to. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, see, if with the state of the mind, if you don't bring it into captivity or cast down that imagination, all of a sudden it becomes words. Strife is words spoken. Strife is contention. Yeah, and there's so much division. There's so many questions. What is this? If you look at this, maybe they should do it like that. Maybe you should do that, blah, blah, blah. In other words, instead of feeding unity, it's feeding discord. And the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, as Paul is beginning this letter, it's the same letter that we're Texas from, but he's opening up this letter in verse number 10. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. You know what? You know the truth is, if we're living in the Spirit, we're walking in the Spirit, we're walking in an agreement. If we're living in the Spirit and we're walking in the Spirit, we're hearing from the Father. And if we're hearing from the Father, we're walking in unity together. Amen. And that's what makes the church different. That's what makes us different from the world. Amen. Because we can come from so many different backgrounds and so many different places, and we can walk in unity together. It doesn't matter the side of town you were with. Doesn't matter with who you hung out with. Doesn't matter if you were a hippie, a hobo, or if you were a honky tonky. It doesn't matter who you were. It's who you are in Christ Jesus. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now I can be a honky tonker for Jesus. Now I can be a country singer for Jesus. Now I can be a rock and roller for Jesus. I can give him all the glory and I can give him all the honor. Amen? Amen? And what happens is, what the Lord is saying to us is, hey, there was contention in this house because there was angry, there was resentment, and there was jealousy most of the time, and resentment, and what it brought forth is strife. He says, where was I? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're talking about saying the same thing. He said in verse 11, for it had been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Amen? In other words, there's strife of words. Amen? So look with me in Proverbs 28, and let's go see for some wisdom. Remember our thought here, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen? Keep that thought in mind and turn to Proverbs 28. Verse 25. Remember what the Word of God says. Pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. Pride. Haughtiness. Thinking you're above someone else. You know the Word of God says, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat, shall be prosperous. That's what fat means. Yep. Or you go to Zumba. Man, I was doing some work in the basement. They're doing that Zumba, man. They're rocking it down, man. Pam's beating up things down there, man. I'm telling you what. She's beating the wind, but man, she's giving it a fight, man. I ain't getting up against her, man. She's got some moves going on. Hey, man, I saw Sonya the other day. Sonya's taking boxing. I saw that, huh? Okay, that's what we're to do to the devil. But he says in verse 26, listen to this. He says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whosoever walketh wisely shall be delivered. You know, Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all your wisdom, get understanding. Yeah. Amen? And in other words, what we're dealing with the avenue in which the adversary comes into the body of Christ to try to destroy it. And it happens all the time. There's preachers all over the world right now, some of them this morning, are on their faces crying and weeping because they're broken, because their bodies and their churches are split. Amen? Amen? The Lord wasn't just warning us of this for no reason. So look with me in Proverbs 15, verse 18. He says, a wrathful man stirreth up strife. If you've got an angry spirit, you're going to stir some things up. Let the Holy Spirit minister to that thing. Let the Spirit of God heal that thing. You know, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. In other words, the one that doesn't get all riled up and all moved, you know, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. They appease anger. They put the fire out. You know, in other words, when things are happening, there's men and women of God that'll come and pour water on it to douse it versus putting kindling on it. You understand what I'm saying? Amen? That's what makes us different from the world, because we're not like that. Amen? Look with me in James chapter 3 to bring this point in. Again, what we were talking about, being wise, right? And the James writes this, asks this question in verse number 13 of James chapter 3. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? ? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, full of good fruits, and without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. To be carnally minded is death, literally and physically, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, according to God's word. You see, what was happening in the church, what happened was there was contentions and envy, which was the state of mind, which brought strife, which was the state of the mouth, which brought division, was the result, was a state of division or state of separation. Amen. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the old statement in the government, there was a separation between church and state. In other words, the politics wasn't coming into to the church. This wasn't a political arena, and there was a separation, and that's when they established a nonprofit and gave us the things that we have as the benefits as a church. And when we're looking at that, we're looking at there's a separation between church and state, and I'm talking about the state of mind of the world and the state of mind of the church. Amen. We are not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen. In other words, this word is becoming us. We're becoming the word. The word gets in us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith without works is dead being alone. In other words, there has to be an outward expression of what's taking place. Now, the devil can't, the reason that Satan's kingdom cannot stand is because it's a divided kingdom. And that's what God is saying. He has called us to a united kingdom. United we stand, divided we fall. In other words, God is saying every time the adversary comes in to try to bring division and separation in the body, it's to divide the body so he can conquer it. Because he cannot conquer you and I when we're standing in unity. And two agree is touching anything they ask, it will be done of them of the Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus said to you and I in Luke chapter 11, Luke 11, verse number 17. I kind of like Jesus. He's so cool because he's got the sermon. And these guys are just thinking this, and he's going to tell them what they're thinking. Hallelujah. Because he says in 11, 17, but he knowing their thoughts. So when I have contention and discontentment, and resentment, man looks on the outward appearance, God's looking at the inside, he knows my thoughts. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought into desolation. And a house divided against a house falleth. Amen. In other words, God is saying, hey, we cannot succeed in division. We cannot succeed in discord. God, through his perfectness, he's perfectly holy, through the cross of Calvary, his arms extended, is the unity between each and every one of us. In other words, between each and every one of us, there's a cross of Calvary. If we put Jesus in our lives, every time we see our neighbor, we see Christ between him and me. In other words, I see what Christ says. The Bible says, I don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm not battling with people. And if I put a face on it, I gave the devil room. Amen. Amen. God's called us to be in unity. Amen. This wasn't your normal baptism message. What's the message from the Lord? Turn to Romans 16. Now, we don't want this to happen, but the Lord gives us instructions what to do if it doesn't settle down. Here's what the Apostle Paul said. Verse 17, chapter 16 of Rome. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Amen. Hey, God gives us instruction. No one in this building is perfect. No one is. But the Lord gives us instructions. If you have a problem with someone, first thing you do is you go to them personally. You don't tell anybody else. You don't need to tell your neighbors what's going on. You go to them, you speak to them personally. If they do not receive you, you go back and you get a witness. And you go with a witness. Amen? And the whole thing is, what you're going is as a peacemaker. All we're to do is make peace. So if there's something that's taking place, there's something that you don't agree with, or something that you don't see the same way, hey, we'll look in the Word. I don't have a problem admitting when I'm wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of times I admit that I'm wrong just to bring peace. Even if I wasn't, it doesn't make any difference. I'd rather say I was wrong, even when I wasn't, to bring peace. Amen. Because I like blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. I want to live in joy. I want to live in peace. I want that fruit of the Spirit to be evident in our hearts and lives. Amen. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 3, the Apostle Paul says we're to endeavor to keep the unity of peace in the body of Christ. Endeavoring to keep the unity of peace. That's what we're doing. Amen. You know, it's kind of interesting for me, because we all have different backgrounds, but it's kind of interesting for me because I was a hippie and I was used to peace. You know, I was a peace brother. More power, brother. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But I believe in peace, man. I believe that we ought to live in harmony. I believe we ought to live in unity. I believe that we have everything that each other needs. Amen. We can, you know, God supplies our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, but He usually uses a vessel. Amen. And we're all vessels for God's glory. So in closing today, you know, He said today that He wanted to put a knife to strife. Holy Ghost surgery. Amen. Surgery is the Apostle Paul, and we talked about it this morning in the preparing for baptism today, that it's a circumcision done without hands. I'm glad the Lord doesn't have to come out here and cut me open and do something. I'm grateful that the Father can reveal something to me and things that are wrong in my life. And what I do is just ask Him to forgive me and give me help and help me not to do it again. Amen. I thank God for His love and His mercy and His grace. What He is saying to you and I today, hey, one is we're not to be carnal. We're not to be fleshy. We're not to act like we're unsaved. That's our state of our mind. And if you have issues there, God, ask God to touch your mind. Ask Him to bring into captivity those thoughts. You know, don't let them grow into something. Don't let that root of bitterness grow inside of you. It's disgusting. Sometimes the root of bitterness comes in the room and you don't think everybody, it's evident through your eyes. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. You know, if you want to be angry, get angry at the devil. Hallelujah. Don't get angry at somebody God placed beside you. Love the one. Love them. And you know that we have the state of mind, and then it's gender strife. Protect your words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Be careful what you speak. Once those words go out, they accomplish something. You know, as a kid, we used to have this statement that said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want you to understand that sticks and stones, your bones will mend. That names go deeper than the sticks and stones. Words that are spoken. Words that bring down and destroy people. That come out of anger. That come out of anger. They hurt and they have an effect in the inside. God says that, hey, that He doesn't want us to have division. He wants us to be united together. You know, He said again in closing, He said, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Paul said in Romans 6:23, he said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life is life now and life forever. He has come that you and I may have life, and that may we have it in abundance. Bow your heads and let us pray.